If you want to have victory, you must speak the word of God. There's no other way to victory. You can get saved without the written word of God. Did you know that? You can get saved and go to heaven without the written word. But you cannot have victory in this earth while you're alive without this written word.
Amen.
You can't do it. If you want to walk in victory in your life, if you want to walk in power, if you want to have the things that God intends for you to have, you have to use this word. There is no other way. That's it. But thank God we have the word. We have it written down. And He's given us faith. He's given us everything we need. But we cannot be lazy. We have a part to play. We're not puppets. You know, sometimes we just want to cry, "Oh God, help this person. Oh God, help that person." And there are many times that He'll say, "You take authority. You do it. I've given you power. Now you take authority over that thing." How is it going to be done but through His hands and through His feet? We're His body. How is it going to be done but through His body? We must get that clear in our minds. That's the way God works on the earth. Now, there are times that He works without anybody's help, supernatural acts of God. He just, you know, He could even heal an unbeliever. He does that just at His own because He wants to, because He's merciful. There are times He does that. But there are other times that He expects us, because He chooses to work through His body. That was His plan. And we need to get in line with that and agree with that. Say, "Yes, we're going to go along with Your plan. Yes, we're going to agree with Your word. Yes, we're going to speak Your word. We are going to get the job done bringing the kingdom to the earth. It must come through us. Thy kingdom come." He does supernatural acts on His own, but His kingdom comes to the earth through us, because Jesus Christ is the kingdom. And He's in us, and He comes to people through us. And we've got to get the job done. We've got to get the job done. We cannot continue to be lazy and dull of hearing. And, you know, sometimes you'll just feel like there's a muzzle on your mouth to keep you from speaking the word of God. The enemy will just, it just feels like there's just a muzzle on your mouth. Oh, he'll let you say anything else in the world. If you want to say the bad thing, if you want to say how you feel, he'll let you say that. If you want to say the way things look like, he'll let you say that. And boy, you'll just start going on downhill. If you start with the one or two things, the way things, and start speaking, "Well, it just looks like that God's just not going to prosper us. I must be doing something wrong." You start with one thing, and then the next thing will come, and there you go on down the hill until you're just in a terrible shape and no faith at all. And you know that to be true. It is so important what we say. And we need to strive to be perfect in it. But we have to do it every day. We have to practice it. And it's not easy. But we have repentance if we mess up. If we start saying, you know, some things wrong, then we can just repent. "Lord, I am so sorry for that. I just rebuke those words. Please let them be void." And then we start speaking His word. And oh, it'll just pick you up. Just pick you up and bring you up into the heavenlies. And then your faith, because faith comes by hearing the word. And you'll believe yourself before you'll believe anybody else. Because other people may not always be trustworthy. Some people try real hard to have integrity, but sooner or later, somebody will let you down, even if they don't mean to, you know, because people cannot be God for you, but He will never let you down. His word will never let you down. He is one with His word. You cannot separate Him from His word. His word is His will. His word is what He means. He doesn't change. There's no shadow of turning. Aren't you glad He doesn't change like people? They may tell you something, and next week they've forgotten all about it. But He will not change what He said. He won't change His mind. Thank you, Jesus. Let's come back to this in a minute. Let's go to Psalm 119 just to confirm what I just said. Psalm 119, 89. Forever. We just read that in 1 Peter. It said forever. Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. It's settled. You can bank on it. You can trust it. You can put every ounce of confidence and faith that you have, that you can muster up, in this Word. And it'll work for you if you do that. If you put all the confidence that you have in His Word, He'll bless it, it'll work, and that'll give you more. You must have miracles in your lives. You must believe for miracles. You must believe for great things. I've tried to get you to stretch your minds and stretch your imaginations and think of the great things that you could do if you had unlimited energy, if you had unlimited finances. You must believe for miracles. God can't be separated from miracles. He's a miracle-working God. If you believe in God, you believe in miracles. People that say they believe in God and don't believe in miracles, they don't believe in our God. They don't believe in the God of this book. If they don't believe in miracles, then they don't believe in the God of this book. Because He's a God of miracles. He loves to show Himself mighty on your behalf. Hallelujah. He loves to show His power. You need to write this down and say it every day. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. God is able. Whew, I love that. He is more than able. God is able to make all grace. You need all grace? He's able to make all grace. What does grace do? That's when you can't do it yourself and you don't deserve it and you've maybe done everything wrong up to this point. By grace you're saved. Maybe you've just messed up your life up to this point. But His grace can cover it. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, even when you get up in the morning and you don't feel so good, even at nighttime when you're tired and worn out, always having all sufficiency in all things. Oh, isn't that great? May abound to every good work. And here's what I say. I say, God, I thank You that You're able. Thank You that You're able. Thank You that You make all grace abound toward me. See, I just thank Him for it because all the promises of God are yea and amen. They're yes. He's already said yes. It's in His Word. I can have it. It's mine. I'm His child. It belongs to me. It's my bread. So I just thank Him for it. I don't have to ask Him for it. I thank Him for it. I thank You, Lord, that You're able. Thank You that You make all grace abound toward me. That I, always having all sufficiency in all things, so whatever I need at the time, it says always. So that's all the time, even right now. That's what I said this morning when I was brushing my teeth or whatever. I said, always, that means right now, Lord. Having all sufficiency. All sufficiency. Whatever you need to get the job done. And I'll tell you right now, you need money. Every one of us in here needs money. Because it costs a lot of money to preach the gospel. Amen. And it costs a lot of money to be on TV.
Yes, it does.
And we need that money so that we can plant seeds, so that we can have more money to plant more seeds to get the gospel out to the whole earth and all creation. And if you've got that number one in your mind, He will prosper you. Yes. He will begin to bless you and give you money because He knows He can trust you. But a lot of people say, I've heard people in my family say, well, if I won one of those contest, what are they? The $1 million thing? Sweepstakes or lottery or something like that. If I won that, I would help so many people. Well, I would just get everybody in my family out of debt. I would help so many people. I'd give to the Lord if I had the money. I'd give to the church if I had the money. Well, I'd pay that church off if I had the money. Have you said it? The Lord knows who He can trust. If you are not faithful in the little bit, if you're not faithful in your dollar, or your $5, or your 50 cents, that's how I learned to tithe. That's how God has prospered me today.
Amen.
And still I'm growing in it. But I learned to tithe when I had nothing, no income, and somebody would give me $5.
Amen.
And all I knew at the time was 10%, and I said, well, I know we're not under the law, but that's a good, you know, thing to go by. So I'll just set aside 50 cents. I was ashamed to give the 50 cents in the offering. I'd save it up till I got $5 to give. But I learned to be faithful when I had nothing. So the Lord gave me more. And I was faithful in that. Then I increased my giving, tithes and offerings. And I determined in my heart an amount I was going to give. And then I got tested on it. Then the trials came and said, if you give that much, you're not going to be able to pay your bills. Well, the Lord had already warned me, you know, the trials come when you decide you're going to do something for the Lord. So I knew. I said, I'm going to give. I determined in my heart, and I will not go back on my word. And I just kept right on. And there was a time that we had to eat a lot of beans. There have been a couple of times we had to eat a lot of beans. Thank the Lord for beans and cornbread. There was a time back before I learned how to tithe, or during that time, that we didn't have beans. There was a time, I mean, we've been there. Talk about being, we've been there.
Thank you, Lord.
But the Lord, you trust Him. He's merciful, even when you don't do everything right.
Amen.
He's gracious, even when you don't do everything right. His seed did not go begging bread. I never told a single person that we needed food in our home.
Amen.
I did not beg. I did not ask anybody.
Amen.
But the Lord. And I said, well, if the Lord does not provide, then I assume He wants us to fast. Because He said He will provide all of my needs. He said His seed will not be begging bread. So I determined to myself I was going to stand on His word. And I said, if He doesn't provide, you know, I must be doing something wrong, and or maybe He just wants us to fast. If He doesn't provide our electric bill, then we will just sit in the dark and pray. When you get to that point, when you determine yourself to stand on the word of God, no matter what comes, He'll bless you. And you won't do without. And we never went hungry. Nobody knew, and here come people bringing 2 bags of groceries. Nobody knew that we needed food. We didn't have anything but a little bread in our house. We got down to nothing but bread, nothing to drink, just a little bread that I had in the freezer. Nothing to put on it even. And nobody knew it but Jesus. But He is able. He is able. And He told somebody, you get some food over there to that house. He is so good. Well, that's just...
Thank you, Lord.
Can't have a testimony without a test.
Amen.
If you're going through a test, regardless of what it is, if sickness is trying to come against your body, that's your opportunity. That is your opportunity to just dig in and stand on this word, and then God will come through. If people would take the word of God and stand on it, they could be well a lot quicker.
Amen.
Our weapons are not carnal. You cannot fight the devil with pills.
Amen.
That's carnal. That's something in the natural. You can't fight the devil with pills.
Amen.
Well, He'll let you take all the pills you want to and more of them. He just wants you to depend on the doctors and the pills and take your money, devour your money.
Amen.
Devour everything you have. Devour your health. Devour your energy and your strength. Devour everything that you have. He is out to steal everything that you have. Devour your family. He can't kill us if we belong to the Lord. Unless we give Him the, say, well, go ahead, you know. He can't do anything to us unless we give Him the go ahead. But if you stand on this word, God will prove Himself. Please. Please. He said, prove me. He said, call me into remembrance. Do you think He forgot what He said? It's for your benefit to say, Lord, now Your word says. That's for your own benefit, to strengthen your own faith. And you'll say, yes, He said it. Hallelujah. Take this 2 Corinthians 9:8. Take that every day.
Amen.
And apply it to yourself. Whatever you need at the time, He is able. He is sufficient. Thank you, Lord. But you have to do your part and agree with His word and speak His word. You must do it. It's the only way to overcome. The blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. The blood has already been shed. The word of your testimony is your part to do. Nobody else can do it for you. You must open your mouth. Words come out of your mouth, the word of your testimony. That doesn't mean, well, I've been saved. A lot of people, you know, They think that I'm going to give my testimony. Well, if somebody needs salvation, that's the testimony that you need to give. But if somebody's sick and they're already saved, they don't need to hear your testimony about salvation. They need to hear your testimony about how you were healed and how God's Word says that you were healed. They need to hear you say, come on, get your sword out. Come on, stand on the Word. Come on, you can do it. That's what they need to hear. Encouragement in the Word. Hallelujah. God is able. Now, Philippians 4.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I love the Word of God. I tell you, you know, sometimes you forget who you are. And sometimes, you know, doubts will come against your mind. And you'll say, well, now, do you really want me to do that? Or is this your will for me? Or something like that. Or are you really going to heal me? Or maybe it's better if I... You know, there was a time in my life I thought maybe it was better if I just went on. And, I mean, the devil had, you know, put those thoughts in my mind to where he convinced me that my kids would be better off without me. That I was just so sick and I couldn't take care of them properly, that it would just be better if I went on and they, you know, could have a good life with someone else. Now, that's how far the devil got me to think it. And the Word of God, it was the Word of God. Yes, I would have gone to heaven if I had gone on. I was saved. But the Lord wanted me to be victorious. And if I hadn't have stood on the Word without this written Word being my connection, I wouldn't have known. And I had to go back to the Word and find out what His will was for me. And it wasn't for me to die. It was for me to get well. That He provided healing for me. And I started saying that scripture, I shall not die, but live to declare the works of the Lord.
Amen.
And if I hadn't done that, I probably would not be here today. If you want to know the truth, I would be gone on. If the Lord, by the Spirit of the Lord, hadn't quickened the Word and got me back to the Word, then I would have perished. I would have perished. I would have been in heaven, but I would have perished. My physical body would have perished. It would have been suffering corruption.
Yes.
Decay in the ground. My children would be with someone else. That's not God's will. God's will is not to separate families. No. God's will is for you to live in divine health.
Amen.
And prosperity. That is His will. And I thank God for His written Word. I wouldn't be here. But I'm here. I'm stronger than ever.
Amen.
I'm well. I'm prospering more and more. The Lord is good. But you have to do it for yourself. You have to decide. I'm going to agree with His Word. I'm going to believe it. And I'm going to stand on it. You can stand on it even if you don't believe it. If you've got so many doubts coming against your mind, the Word of God is still true. He still remains faithful. You can still stand on it. And if you stand on it and you start speaking it, you will begin to believe it, because faith comes by hearing the Word. The Word coming out of your mouth. And He's no respecter of persons. Every one of us must get it the same way. All right, God is able. That was 2 Corinthians 9:8. He makes us able. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things. I can walk in divine health. I can walk in divine prosperity. I can walk in peace. I can walk in joy. I can forgive everybody. I can do all things. That does not exclude. He didn't say except. I can do all things. I tell you, it's good news. Through Christ which strengtheneth me. If you have the Spirit of Christ in you, if you're born again, you have the Spirit of Christ in you.
Amen.
If not, He makes the way so easy, so plain. And it's so wonderful and so glorious, and you won't ever be alone again. Now I want to read that to you out of the Amplified Bible. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. Ooh, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything. Ooh, isn't that good? through him, oh, listen to this, who infuses, have you ever made a cup of tea? Everybody here has made iced tea, right? Or watched their mother or their wife or somebody. You've seen tea being made, haven't you? You put the bags in there and you pour the water over it, or put the bags in the water, whichever way you do it. But what happens? You've got the water, you've got the tea. When you put them together, listen, when you put them together, you can't see what's water and what's tea anymore. Because in England they say the tea is fused. It's ready to drink. They say, well, is the tea ready? No, it's not fused yet. We fuse the tea. You can't separate the water from the tea. It's not clear anymore. It's brown now, or green if you've got green tea, or whatever, but it's the color of the tea. The water takes on the nature of the tea. Are you getting a revelation? We take on the nature of our Heavenly Father. When we're born again, His Spirit comes into us, and we are fused with Him, or infused. And this says, I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. Amen. It's not just hidden away inside you somewhere. Let it come on through your soul and into your flesh. The Bible says He quickens our body by His Spirit. That's your body. Let Him quicken your body, not just in your spirit. Let it come on through your body. Let it fuse completely. Is your tea done yet? Let His power, His Spirit, work even in your body. And you sure need that if you need healing today. If you need strength today, you need that. You need it to quicken your body. This stuff right here. Oh, I'm so grateful that it's not just a spiritual thing, aren't you?
Amen.
Hallelujah. It was a package deal. If you read Isaiah 53, you will find it is not just to save your soul. At the same time, He saved your soul. His blood saves us and cleanses us. But He took the stripes on His flesh for our healing. It's not just a spiritual thing. But we constantly need to be reminded so we can be doers and not hearers only. I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. In other words, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not enough to say, thank you, Lord, for this day. It's good to be thankful. We're to be thankful in all things. But He wants us to speak the Word. Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is quick, life-giving.
Amen.
Quick means life-giving. And powerful. And sharper than any two-edged sword. It's our sword. If there's something coming against you, you must. Don't just stand there and let it keep coming. The enemy will take advantage of you if you just sit down and be lazy. Get your sword out. That's what it's for. Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. The enemy comes against your soul because that's where your mind is. And you need to know, we're three-part beings, and you need to know what's what. When you have a thought, you need to take that thought captive and say, is this coming from the enemy? Or is it coming out of my soul? And if your soul or your mind is not completely renewed, then there's the possibility that it would be coming out of your soul or your flesh. Dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. But please begin to speak the Word every day and watch. Just watch the changes in your life. Just watch Him work He watches over His Word
Amen.
To perform it. If you speak it, He'll do the work.
Amen.
He's faithful to His Word. He cannot lie. He wouldn't if He could. He's all good. He will not lie to you. Every human being may lie to you, but Jesus will not. Now, Lord, just let your spirit take control. We give You praise, Lord Jesus. We give You praise. For it is written, Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, to tread on scorpions, and on all the power of the enemy.
Amen.
And nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Yes.
Nothing can stand against the Word of the Lord. Nothing can stand against the living God. Lord, we thank You for Your delivering power. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank You, Lord, for a new creation. Thank You, Lord, for Your creative power. We thank You, Lord, for confirming Your Word with signs and wonders. Confirm Your Word, Lord, with signs and wonders. The Word of Your power. We speak peace and health. Clear, sound mind. Lord Jesus, You said where there are two or three gathered in Your name, You would be there. And we know that You are here to get the job done. We speak Your Word.
Thank You, Lord.
Lord, we believe for complete restoration and healing in Jesus' name.